compaction. When we head out into popular backcountry areas, sometimes the weak layer can get broken up from all of the sledder traffic. We call this compaction. We tend to get a false sense of security in these places. We never want to make a decision based on compaction, and tracks never mean that a slope is safe. We also need to remember this when we start to push out into more remote areas where weak layers may be well preserved and more widespread than we are expecting. Below is a great example of a very well compacted area, Quartz Creek in Golden, BC. We can easily get a false sense of security by following the groomed trail into a heavily tracked out area. We have seen many large avalanches occur in well compacted areas, such as Kicking Horse Mountain Resort. Persistent weak layers, especially ones at the base of our snowpack, can hang on for a surprisingly long amount of time, even under sledder traffic. If you look at the avalanche terrain exposure scale rating below, you will see several large avalanche paths that hit the groomed trail into Quartz Creek. We may not see any avalanche activity on the groomed trail in, but if we dip off the side into the fresh, well-preserved snow, we might trigger a weak layer.